Fauci on new COVID-19 variant. Assume that it's here already. When can you get the vaccine? It depends on your health, occupation, and where you live. Congress approved a long-awaited COVID-19 rescue package last night. Here's what's in the relief bill. And from the Texas Tribune, Texans who are over 65 or have certain medical conditions are next in line for the COVID-19 vaccine. First, we'll take a look at the numbers from the Odessa American. Ector County, 11,354. ECISD daily cases, 3 students, 5 staff. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram, here's a portion of an article that's on today's front page. Positivity rate down to late October levels. The numbers include that the 235 positive tests and the 25.4 positivity rate at Midland Health facilities last week were the lowest total since October 31st. The hospital also reports that this week started with only 18.8% testing positive. The number of COVID cases reported from Friday through Sunday dropped 15.89% from 195 to 164 this weekend. There have been 12,355 total cases confirmed and unconfirmed through Sunday. The percentage of patients filling up beds in the region that includes Midland dropped from 13.63% on Friday to 13.04% on Monday, according to the Department of State Health Services. Now here are coronavirus briefs for this Tuesday. The executive branch of the European Union called Tuesday for the resumption of flights and trains between Britain and EU countries so that essential travel and transit could continue. Many countries have haphazardly banned travel from Britain in the past few days in response to an infectious variant of the coronavirus first detected in England. U.S. officials are debating whether to do the same. The Senate approved a $900 billion coronavirus relief package late Monday. German BioNTech firm BioNTech said Tuesday it's confident its coronavirus vaccine, produced in the U.S. with pharmaceutical giant Pfizer, will be effective against the new variant identified in Britain, but that a new version could be developed within 6 weeks if necessary. CDC says UK coronavirus variant has not been identified in U.S., but it may be undetected. Pfizer and Moderna are testing their vaccines against UK coronavirus variant. Dr. Fauci and U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar receive COVID-19 vaccine. U.S. officials are grappling with how to respond to a new variant of the coronavirus that has been spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom. Dozens of countries have shut their borders to people traveling from Britain, creating major disruptions Monday on both sides of the English Channel. President-elect Joe Biden received his first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Monday. Despite health warnings, holiday travel has already set a record for the busiest weekend of the pandemic. First cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Antarctica, as 36 people test positive on military base. And more than 18 million coronavirus cases and 318,000 fatalities have been reported in the United States since February. And with those numbers, I believe I neglected to give you the Texas numbers. From the Texas Tribune, average new cases increased by 1,060 confirmed cases in Texas compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 21st, 8,107 new cases were reported. Hospitalizations increased in Texas by 705 patients compared with a week ago. As of December 21st, 10,009 Texans are hospitalized for the coronavirus. Average new deaths increased by 24 deaths compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 21st, 67 new deaths were reported in Texas. Now here are some brief articles. New COVID-19 variant could raise the bar for achieving herd immunity, BioNTech CEO says, from CNN's Fred Platon and Mary Elishuna. The new variant of coronavirus may require countries to vaccinate a higher proportion of their populations, raising the bar for achieving herd immunity, BioNTech CEO Uğur Şahin said in a news conference today. On the topic of herd immunity, there is always the discussion about 60 to 70%, Şahin said. But if the virus becomes more efficient at infecting people, we might need even a high vaccination rate to ensure that normal life can continue without interruption. But 60 to 70% of vaccination rate will really dramatically change the situation, Şahin added. It is not that we have to deal with outbreaks if the virus becomes more effective, but it would still provide a more or less normal life. But he also added that he has scientific confidence that the current Pfizer-BioNTech could work against the new variant of coronavirus spreading across the UK. The full data will be available in 2 weeks. According to Şahin, the new variant has 9 mutations, but as the vaccine contains more than 1,270 amino acids and only 9 have changed, it means the 99% of the protein is still the same. And our next article gets more into that topic. BioNTech CEO tells CNN the vaccine could be adjusted to better combat the new coronavirus variant. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine could be adjusted to better combat the new variant of the coronavirus, BioNTech CEO Uğur Şahin told CNN's Fred Platon in an interview on Tuesday. We should not forget that we still have the opportunity, if required, to adjust the vaccine exactly to this new virus variant, if this is needed, Şahin said. I don't think that this is needed, but it would be needed, if it would be needed, there's a technical possibility to do that. Şahin told CNN that BioNTech is currently evaluating how effective the vaccine is against the recently discovered variant of the virus, which has caused dozens of countries to shut down travel to the United Kingdom. Şahin said he has scientific confidence that the vaccine will still work. There's a high likelihood that the vaccine response will be able also to inactivate this virus, because you have to consider that even though 9 amino acids are changed in this protein, 99% of the protein is not changed, Şahin said, adding that BioNTech has already detected part of the immune response was not affected by the mutation. What we already did is we evaluated the sites where we have observed T cell responses against spike protein, and we see that almost all sites we have seen T cell responses are still conserved. And so that is a good message. That means at least one component of the immune system will not be affected by this mutation, Şahin added. On Monday, Pfizer-BioNTech received approval for their vaccine from the EU's regulatory body, the European Medicines Agency. Şahin told CNN the vaccine would be rolled out ASAP and that the companies are already working on ways to speed up production. We are evaluating if we could intensify the production at the Pfizer sites and intensify the production at the Mainz sites. So there are multiple things which are ongoing. Fauci on new COVID-19 variant, assume that it's here already, from CNN's Andrea Diaz. It's certainly possible that the new variant of coronavirus in the UK is already in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci said during an interview on ABC's Good Morning America today. That's certainly possible. I mean, when you have this amount of spread within a place like the UK, that you really need to assume that it's here already, and certainly is not the dominant strain, but I would not be surprised at all if it is already here, said Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Furthermore, Fauci said that he doesn't think a travel ban is something that we could see happening. A travel ban is really rather a dramatic step, so that's not really in the cards right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if the requirement of testing is something that is being actively considered right now, Fauci said, referring to testing travelers before they arrive in the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a scientific brief posted on its website today, the UK coronavirus variant has not been identified through sequencing efforts in the United States, but only about 51,000 of 17 million U.S. cases it has tallied have been sequenced, less than 0.5%. When can you get the vaccine? It depends on your health, occupation, and where you live. From CNN's Elliot C. McLaughlin. With two COVID-19 vaccines approved for emergency use and politicians, healthcare workers, and residents of long-term care facilities rolling up their sleeves, it's a natural question. What about me and my loved ones? A lot of factors play into the answer, and it depends on each person's health, what they do for a living, and where they live. States will handle immunization campaigns differently, experts say. Some campaigns may be smoother than others, but if there is one piece of advice to keep in mind, it's this. Keep taking measures to protect yourself and your family until you are inoculated. That means continuing to wear masks, socially distance, avoid large gatherings, and regularly wash your hands. People just need to be patient, said Claire Hannon, executive director of the Association of Immunization Managers. They need to be vigilant and protect themselves from the virus. As for when Americans can lower their guards and get back to in-person socializing, I would leave that to Dr. Fauci, she said, referring to the nation's top infectious disease expert and President-elect Joe Biden's incoming chief medical advisor. And now to Congress. Congress approved a long-awaited COVID-19 rescue package last night. Here's what is in the relief bill. From CNN's Claire Foran and Manu Raju. Congress voted Monday evening to approve a far-reaching $900 billion COVID relief package that promises to accelerate vaccine distribution and deliver much-needed aid to small businesses hit hard by the pandemic, Americans who have lost their jobs during the economic upheaval, and healthcare workers on the front lines of the crisis. The White House has said that President Donald Trump will sign the legislation once it reaches his desk. Here are key provisions that will be included as part of the agreement, according to summaries of the legislation released by Democratic and GOP leadership. Direct payments of up to $600 per adult and child. Aid for struggling small businesses, including more than $284 billion for forgivable Paycheck Protection Program loans and $15 billion in dedicated funding for live venues, independent movie theaters, and cultural institutions. $300 per week for enhanced unemployment insurance benefits. $20 billion to buy vaccines and make the vaccine available at no charge for anyone who needs it, and $8 billion for vaccine distribution. $20 billion for coronavirus testing efforts. $25 billion for rental assistance and an eviction moratorium extension. $82 billion for education providers like schools and colleges, including aid to help reopen classrooms safely, and $10 billion for child care assistance. The deal will rescind $429 billion in unused funds provided by the CARES Act for the Federal Reserve's emergency lending facilities. $13 billion in increased Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and child nutrition benefits. $7 billion to bolster broadband access to help Americans connect remotely during the pandemic. $45 billion to support transportation services, including $2 billion for airports, $1 billion for Amtrak, and $16 billion for another round of airline, employee, and contractor payroll support. A tax credit to support employers offering paid sick leave. And now here is an article from the Texas Tribune. Texans who are over 65 or have certain medical conditions are next in line for COVID-19 vaccine, by Sean Mullady. Texans who are 65 years old and older, and those who are at least 16 with certain chronic medical conditions, will be next in line for the COVID-19 vaccine, the Texas Department of State Health Services announced Monday. The focus on people who are age 65 and older or who have comorbidities will protect the most vulnerable populations, said Imelda Garcia, chair of the State Expert Vaccine Allocation Panel and DSHS Associate Commissioner for Laboratory and Infectious Diseases. This approach ensures that Texans at the most severe risk from COVID-19 can be protected across races and ethnicities and regardless of where they work. The vaccine, which arrived in Texas on December 14th, has been available so far only to frontline healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. There are nearly 1.9 million Texans in that group, so it will likely take a few weeks before the state transitions to the next phase, state health officials said. The state expects to receive 1.4 million vaccine doses by the end of the month. Eligible facilities under the current phase include hospitals, pharmacies, nursing homes, and Texas Department of Criminal Justice's facilities. A panel comprising state lawmakers, state and local health officials, medical experts, and researchers recommended those eligible for the next phase Thursday. Dr. John Hellerstadt, DSHS commissioner, approved the recommendation Monday. More than 42,000 doses of the vaccine had been administered in Texas as of Monday, state data shows. Qualifying conditions for the next phase of the vaccine include, but are not limited to, cancer, chronic kidney disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, heart conditions such as heart failure, coronary artery disease, or cardiomyopathies, solid organ transplantation, obesity and severe obesity, pregnancy, sickle cell disease, and type 2 diabetes mellitus. And that is your coronavirus update for this Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020, from the Recording Library of West Texas. I'm Michael, and coming up next, we'll have music of the season as we bring you Christmas music to take us up to 2 o'clock. And then it'll be USA Today bringing us the national news. At 3, local news. Here are some of the articles our volunteers are reading today. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram, energy. Diamondback CEO says shareholder value behind deals. COVID. Positivity rate down to late October levels. Food and drink forecast. Midland gains 4 coffee shops and 10 eateries in 2020. And from the front page of the Odessa American, vaccine called a Christmas miracle. Frontline workers in Odessa get first doses. Bright lights, Star Bright Village, a shining beacon. And Justice of the Peace says complaint unfounded. Lang disputes home builder's allegation of his inaccessibility. Those are some of the articles we'll be bringing you at 3 o'clock from the local newspapers. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll have more news, national and business news, from the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for being with us today for this broadcast. We'll return tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And in the meantime, be well and have a great day. Recording Library of West Texas Radio invites you to join us for several hours of comedies, mysteries, westerns, and quiz shows with our presentation of old-time radio Christmas shows from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Friday at noon, listen for an hour of Burns and Allen. Friday at 6 p.m., an hour of mysteries with Dragnet and The Shadow. Saturday morning at 9, an hour of competition with Truth or Consequences and Quiz Kids. And Sunday afternoon at 5, we replace the Western Magazine Hour with episodes of Gunsmoke and Six Shooter. Enjoy legendary entertainers throughout the holiday weekend with these old-time Christmas radio programs on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 64 and clear. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Happy holidays.
Happy
holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you. It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back,
yeah!
And lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on a Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down.
Happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday. Keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
To see ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. See the day of glory.
See the day coming.
Live in peace,
so
peace on earth.
Where we come, every child must be made aware.
No more sorrow, no rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing are bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle up around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air.
What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
Throughout the holiday weekend, Recording Library of West Texas Radio will present several hours of An American Christmas. This is a delightful collection of Americana that was first aired in 1983. This program includes interviews of people who give their personal recollections of the holidays. These regular plain folks were interviewed in malls, schools, and even nursing homes. It also contains music and personal interviews taken from the Saturday Evening Post archives and other memorabilia, such as presidential speeches and the history of Christmas songs and traditions. It's narrated by Alex Burton, and some of the artists include The Beatles, Elvis, Willie Nelson, Bing Crosby, The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the Glenn Miller Singers, Gladys Knight, and many more. Here are the hours you can catch segments of the show. Thursday from 10 a.m. to noon and 4 to 6 p.m. Friday from midnight to 2 a.m., 10 a.m. to noon, and 4 to 6 p.m. And Saturday from midnight to 2 a.m. and 10 a.m. to noon. An American Christmas throughout the holiday weekend from Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy
Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today.
And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day.
joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace. Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very self you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us and love may reign once more.
Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dance. vows of party rocking around Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
You better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Make a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. You when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, and he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. I mean the big fat man with the long white beard. He's coming to town.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happy season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales and glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales and
long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoe and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time.
It's cold. There's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
Just a little bobsled, we call it old Saint Nick. But you'll walk into the bargain with a four-speed stick. It's candy apple red with the ski for a wheel. Santa hits the gas, man, just watch her peel. It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer.
No one.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies. And he's cruising every pad with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick. Ooh, Merry Christmas, Saint Nick.
Christmas comes this time.
This week, Recording Library of West Texas Radio is bringing you a slate of classic Christmas audio-described movies. We start Thursday at 1 p.m. with Elf, followed at 2:30 with Christmas Vacation. Then at 7, we'll bring you the first of two Bing Crosby films with Holiday Inn. Friday morning at 7, it's the TV classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And at 8 a.m., Home Alone. Friday morning at 9:30, the TV classic Frosty the Snowman. At 1 p.m., stay tuned for A Christmas Story. And at 2:30, the classic Miracle on 34th Street. And another Bing Crosby movie at 7 p.m. with White Christmas. Saturday at noon, we kick off several hours of movies with The Muppet Christmas Carol. And at 1:30, Tom Hanks in The Polar Express. At 3 p.m., Bill Murray stars in Scrooged. At 5 p.m., we present the 1951 classic version of A Christmas Carol. Then, before our regular Saturday night movie, we'll air the beloved TV special, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Just before 7 p.m. Saturday, we present Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. We hope you enjoy these holiday audio-described movies on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 66 and clear. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Melanie, and I'm reading today's USA Today, Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. Starting with the money section, under the money line column, first article, Markets dip on news of coronavirus mutation. Stocks fell early on Monday as a new potentially more infectious strain of the coronavirus has countries restricting travel from the United Kingdom. The S&P 500 closed at 3,694 for a second straight drop after setting a record on Thursday. But the index pared its loss as the day progressed, recovering from an earlier 2% drop. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 37 points to close at 30,216 after erasing an earlier 423-point loss. The NASDAQ Composite was down 13 points to close at 12,742. Second item, McDonald's is selling Spam Burgers in China. McDonald's is selling a sandwich made of Spam, topped with crushed Oreo cookies, in China, in an attention-grabbing move that has raised eyebrows. The sandwich is made of two slices of Spam, a product of Hormel Foods, LLC, and Mondelez International's Oreo cookies, topped with mayonnaise. McDonald's Corporation said the sandwich was part of a series of members-only promotions to be released on Mondays in China. And the last item, European Union and UK trade talks pass another Brexit deadline. Problems increased Monday for the attempt to secure a trade deal between the European Union and the United Kingdom before a Brexit transition period ends on New Year's Day, with the European Union legislature insisting that the drawn-out negotiations left lawmakers without enough time to approve a deal. British and European Union negotiators were still deadlocked over fishing rights, with only 10 days to go before an economic break between both sides is to become official. Barring a late breakthrough, it would impose tariffs on trade between the sides on top of the customs and other administrative red tape. New item. The stimulus deal includes checks and jobless benefits. This by Jessica Menton. Lawmakers struck a nearly $900 billion COVID-19 stimulus deal Sunday that includes another round of stimulus checks and badly needed jobless benefits for struggling Americans, ending a long standoff in Washington with one of the biggest rescue bills in U.S. history. After months of impasse, negotiations came down to the wire as 12 million people are set to lose unemployment benefits the day after Christmas. The deal includes restarting a $300 boost to the federal unemployment insurance benefit, extending eviction moratoriums for renters for an unspecified amount of time, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Even though lawmakers reached a deal, some jobless Americans could see their unemployment benefits lapse because it may take weeks for aid to reach them through outdated state systems, experts said. The measure will be tied to a $1.4 trillion deal must-pass spending bill that will fund federal agencies and programs through September 30th, the end of the fiscal year. Congress passed a one-day extension of government funding late Sunday to give lawmakers one more day to review the deal to avert a partial government shutdown deadline. For the bill to become law, both the House and the Senate must pass the legislation, and President Trump will need to sign it. Here's what's in the stimulus package, or at least a synopsis. Will I get another stimulus check? The measure contains an up to $600 direct payment to most Americans and $600 per child, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, said in the statement. That is less than the $1,200 checks approved back in the spring. It would also include $1,200 for couples making up to $150,000 a year. The size of the benefit would be reduced for those earning more than $75,000 in 2019, similar to the last round of stimulus checks, according to the Washington Post. When will checks be sent? The government will begin to spend will begin to send out direct payments to millions of Americans next week, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said on Monday. People are going to see this money the beginning of next week, Mnuchin said in a CNBC interview. Are unemployment benefits extended? The bill would extend all pandemic unemployment programs set to expire at the end of December. It's unclear for how long, though. Those benefits would likely be extended for 11 weeks of unemployment, according to the Washington Post. The deal came as two unemployment programs were set to end on December 26th. The Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, or the PUA, which provides aid to self-employed temporary workers and gig workers, and the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program, or the PEUC program, which provides an additional 13 weeks of benefits beyond the typical 26 weeks that states provide to jobless workers. Are there enhanced unemployment benefits? The measure would provide a federal unemployment benefit of $300 a week for up to 11 weeks through the middle of March, less than the $600 provided under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or the CARES Act, that was passed in March. The benefits aren't retroactive. The bill also would give an additional federal benefit of $100 a week to those who earned at least $5,000 a year in self-employment income, but are disqualified from receiving a more generous pandemic unemployment assistance benefit because they are eligible for state jobless aid, according to the New York Times. Is paid sick leave included? The measure will be tied to a $1.4 trillion must-pass spending bill that will fund federal agencies and programs through September 30th, the end of the fiscal year. Congress passed a one-day extension of government funding late Sunday to give lawmakers one more day to review the article. The agreement provides a tax credit to support employers offering paid sick leave based on the framework of the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, enacted in March, according to Pelosi and Schumer's statement. Families First required many